just about everybody you talk to can tell you of a grandfather or, you know, a great-grandfather who actually came to West Virginia to make a life for themselves and their family and find economic opportunity in the coal mines.
Karen Tumulty is the national political correspondent for The Washington Post and spent time this summer traveling southern West Virginia, talking to people.
The coal miner is such a part of the shared heritage of West Virginia that it really, you know, the industry has a significance, I think, that goes much, much deeper than economic statistics will tell.
But as the industry struggles, West Virginians often look to place the blame. And State Democratic Party Chairman Larry Puccio says today that blame is being shifted to Washington.
Well, the truth of the matter is I think that West Virginians believe not only the president is not doing enough to support the coal industry, they truly believe that the president, with some of his beliefs and restrictions, is harming the industry.
Puccio says leaders from his party inside the Beltway are making it clear they stand against the president and his position on coal. But with each election, the Democratic Party in West Virginia appears to be growing weaker as more and more Republicans are taking office. At least, that's how Tumulty depicts the party in her article, A Blue State's Road to Red.
The southern part of the state has traditionally been the most deeply Democratic part of the state. That is where the Democratic Party has always gotten the bulk of its of the votes with which it won statewide.
But Tumulty says that trend is changing. At the federal level, West Virginians are slowly turning away from their Democratic roots and voting Republican. She writes, quote, "What's happening in West Virginia runs against the tide nationally, and even more, against the pull of its own history."
If I have difficulty with the story, it is its concentration on the narrative in southern West Virginia.
Dr. Robert Rupp is a professor of history at West Virginia Wesleyan College. He questions Tumulty's ability to assert the entire state is experiencing this change in party when she focused only on one region.
Now, 50 years ago, southern West Virginia was the key economic driver. It was the key to the Democratic Party. It held political power. But now, in the 21st century, we have seen a rapid decline in all those factors, in terms of population, in terms of the economy, and in terms of political clout. So if you just visit this one section of where there is a decline in West Virginia, it's an interesting narrative to ask how those citizens are reacting. But I think it's a warped strategy because you're ignoring what's happening in the West in the rest of the state.
Rupp says the political center of the state is moving in a northeastern direction. Earl Ray Tomlin is the first governor since 1965 to truly come from southern West Virginia. Today, both the state House and Senate are led by northerners.
If you're really talking about looking at the entire state, then why visit those counties that have lost population rather than visit those counties that have gained in population and gained in the economy? There's a entire picture of West Virginia that is lost to a national audience when the focus of outside journalists are simply on one area in the southern part.
Tumulty counters she interviewed members of the governor's staff who represent the entire state. Both U.S. senators who, again, together represent the entire state, and writes of the booming shale industry in the northern counties and a panhandle thriving as a suburb of D.C.
But what I was looking for was a way of explaining the transformation. And again, most of that transformation has been happening in the very deeply Democratic bastions of coal country.
Rupp, however, says he does agree with Tumulty's thesis that the state is transitioning between the two political parties. After all, the 3rd Congressional District is the only remaining seat in the U.S. House held by a Democrat in West Virginia. Historically, he says, West Virginia is joining in with its southern cousins who followed the trend decades ago, but believes the other regions of West Virginia are still important to understanding the political change.
And I think if we really want to understand this transition, we have to be able to examine and explore what is happening politically in the other sections of the state, particularly in the Panhandle, because that's the fastest growing region, and any political party that is able to get the edge in that section will probably dominate the state, just as the Democrats were able to get the edge in the southern part 50 years ago and were able to dominate the state for a long time.
Tumulty says West Virginia will be a state to watch come the 2016 election. She contends that there's still a chance the right type of Democrat could win the state's vote for president and make a difference, even though it only carries 5 votes.
Well, if Al Gore had those 5 votes, he would be building his presidential library about now.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.